This year's May Bumps on Cam FM. All the action at the riverside. Every stroke. Every sweep. Every bump. As and when it happens. On 97.2.
M5.
Yes, I'm here at the start, and the M5 division shapes up like this. We have Christ M4, followed by Magdalen M3, Queen's M4, Sydney Sussex M2, Girton M3, Keys M4, King's M3, Magdalen M4, Fitz M3, Jesus M5, Clare M4, Emma M4, Darwin M3, Chris M5, Corpus M3, Clare M5, and Selwyn M4. And they are off. I can see in the distance Christ, Magdalen and Queen setting off at the front, but there may well be a bump coming up for Queen's on Magdalen. And now Girton and Keys have just rode past me. And now let's see. Sydney potentially seems to be pulling over to the side. I'm not sure what's happened there, though. There may be a bump, but I'll have to confirm. Magdalen and King have just rode past me now.
Okay, Hannah.
Yes.
Hannah, at Crosshairs Corner, there has been a bump. Magdalen 3 were bumped by Queen's 4. Queen's 4 get their blades right in front of me. They'll be celebrating, getting their foliage and flags out now. Back to you, Hannah.
Right, yes, I'm still here at the start. We've just had now Jesus growing past, and 3 or 4 bed lengths behind we have Claire.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
A concession at first post corner here. Girton have conceded, but we're overlapping with Keys M4. So that's another bump at the top of this division. Back to you, Hannah.
Right, and now I think we're just about to have a bump. Yes, we have. Darwin M3 have just got up on Emma M4. Just here, past Motorway Grid. They are coming over. And I believe we have just had another early bump of Corpus Christi M3 on Queen M5. Mike, or anyone actually where you are?
The only boat that I'm seeing is the boat of Christ M4. They're just having a suddenly row back clear water behind them. The rows are very well actually. I would say they're probably just slack off a bit, enjoy it, maybe crack some fins open further back.
Mike.
Seeing, let me go around first post corner. Is the second, the other Magdalen boat, I believe. That's the Magdalen M4, and I think they're cute. Am I right here, Ed? Who, is it Magdalen? I'm seeing that.
It's Magdalen 2 and King's 3. Magdalen 4 actually clashed blades with the Queen's boat who's pulled in here, Mike, but have picked it up, so we're closing on Kings. Are they going to bump them?
It looks like it. Kings M4 are on the boot to go through the gap. It's part of the river. It's now down for half a length. Magdalen rates slightly higher. Kings approaching his grassy corner, but they've not got as much energy. It's now down to left front leg. Probably overlap on the exit almost. Not quite overlap. Now there's almost overlap. There's overlap. That's before Grassy. Bowboy's about to go past the tops, which counts as a bump. As long as we don't cross that little line in Grassy, that is overlap. I say the Bowboy's past the tops. That is a bump. Guaranteed. If not, it will be. There we are. Magdalen have bumped things on the gap. As they moor over to the south bank, hand of the air, Kings being bumped by that Magdalen boat. Kings M3 getting their spoon. Magdalen M4. They managed to bump Kings on the grassy corner. Further back now, we've got the Fitzwilliam crew. They're never going to catch Christ in the front. Let's forget about that. Less than a half on station with Jesus. Jesus M5, this is. Fitz, unfortunately, are going to have to go wide around the Magdalen crew who are moored against the south bank, which means that Fitz has now gone and lost it because they've had quite an eccentric course around grassy. Jesus is having to take a similar course, but they're now closing that gap to just about, it's probably about 1 1/4 legs as they go off into plough reach. And so Fitz is going to have to try and hold them off at the end of the course. But I don't think Jesus are closing down that very quickly at all. Clear water behind Jesus, and then it's the Clare boat. Clara rowing in a wooden boat. sponsored by Data Connection, this one. They're going to be rowing over. Although I've got to say, in terms of cornery, the grassy corner, I wouldn't have gone that wide if I were coxing there. Tugging hard on that rudder. Careful. Thank goodness it's a wooden boat, because I would have snapped that one if it was fiberglass. So that was the Claire M4 boat. The next boat I can see is Claire M5. And Selwyn are about, I don't know, 10 lengths behind Claire M5. What have you been doing at the back there, Selwyn? So Claire on Claire, as we go around Grassy, there is about 4 lengths between those two crews. So that does mean, Mike, that in between those, there's no speaking of Emmanuel and Darwin. Darwin bumps Emmanuel getting blades. Who was that?
Mike. Yeah, did you say there are only 4 lengths between Claire M4 and Claire M5? Because those boats
right,
have started 11 and a half lengths apart.
Well,
that means
Claire
M5 is really close.
That's correct.
Okay, well,
let's go first.
Possible,
we'll
have to hear from Ditton.
Okay, no sign of Adam at Ditton, so I'm just watching the Selwyn boat row round. Have we got Tim further down the river? Tim?
Yes, so I'm on. I'm in the middle of Long Reach, halfway down to the railway bridge, and I've got Price M4 rowing towards me. They're in a lot of clear water here. And just behind, they're rowing very nicely. I think they're struggling into the headwind. It is very windy here. I'm struggling to keep my start orders together. But they're fighting into the headwind, rowing well, nice rhythm. Seems to be fairly, blazing coming into the water fairly cleanly. Behind them, I can see a little bit of a tussle, which must be late LMBC 4 and Sydney 2. I can't really see, I can't judge length here at all, but there certainly seems close. There seems to be close rowing here, and there could well be a bump into this headwind. Back to you, Mike.
Right, so what we know so far, Price is good for a row over, more than N3 with a cop wearing a suit. Very nice. We're bumped by Queen's M4, Queen's M4 getting their blades. LMBC 4 and Sydney Sussex 2 are unaccounted for at the moment. I do know that Sydney Sussex 2 were wearing togas as they rode up. Maybe that's more aerodynamic than you like, right? Somehow I doubt it. So, Anna, do you know what happened between LMBC 4 and Sydney Sussex 2?
Well, Mike, this is what I think has happened. There was actually a gap on the start line. LMBC did not start, and I believe that perhaps that was a boat which was disqualified from the division. So we had the Sydney Sussex starting after Queen, and after rowing about 50 metres, Sydney Sussex then pulled over and collected foliage as if to celebrate a bump on Kingsbridge that did start, if you see what I mean.
Right, so down
yes,
on Long Reach, I can confirm that we've not got... we've not got LMBC 4 or Sydney 2. I've got Fitz W3 rowing past me now. They're going on the towpath side. Behind them, there's 2 boat lengths to Jesus 5, who are much further out in the middle of the river. They're not going to be benefiting from a wind shadow from Fitz. So I suspect they might. They look like they're struggling quite a lot in the wind. But behind them, we have the tussle between Claire 5 and Claire 4. There's almost overlap here, but they're very far apart on the wide reach. So getting the contact with the bump could be interesting here, but there very well could be a bump here before the end of the course. I'm going to keep walking down Long Reach to follow this as it unfolds. We've got definite overlap actually as they come past me. We've got the bow ball. They're going to overtake them. Claire 5 have now overtaken. Their bow is past Claire 4's bow. They're going to get the bump by overtaking here. Their cock, Claire 5's cock, is almost past the bow of Claire 4 now. This is definitely going to be a bump, a fairly unusual overtaking bump. And just what the Claire 4 have conceded, that's a bump. That is a triple over bump for Claire 5 on Claire 4. And behind them, Selwyn are looking very tired. They're all over the place coming down the beach. Back to you, Mike.
Yeah, just to clarify, that was a double overbump of Claire 4 by Claire 5 on the Long Reach. Maybe it was the wooden boat. So congratulations and commiserations, Claire. Their supporters are standing right next to me now.
Further back, I'm just watching Darwin Road back. They've got the flag raised high. They've moved themselves up from the bottom, M6, into what position are they going to be going up to now? 13 in the men's 5th division. Darwin getting blades by bumping up on Manuel M4. So this is how it looks as far as we know. Chrysler 4 running over. Wardlin M3 with the Cox in the suit, bumped by Queen's M4. Queen's getting their blades. LMBC4 was disqualified apparently for not doing 10 outings or something. The Sydney Sussex 2 bumped them automatically by rowing past their starting station and in their togas, Flexbow Legion row back. We've then got Gerson 3 being bumped by Keys 4. Keys rowing past Grassy now with a foliage in their hair. Kings 3 are spooned out by being bumped by Morden M4 at the gut. We've then got Fitz, 3, who looks good for a rover, being pursued by Jesus Spire, also good for a rover. Then it just
gets silly.
Claire M4 in that wooden boat. Tim.
So, yes, as I just saw Fitz, M3, and Jesus, M5, rowing underneath the railway bridge. They're both still rowing, but then you assume they're going to row over.
Okay, so that makes sense. We expect that. So, then, as I was saying, it gets silly. Claire M4 in that wooden boat gets double overbumped by Claire M5. I reckon the cause of that was because of the fueling crew who moored over at Grassy Corner on the South Bank made that Claire M4 boat go extremely wide. Now, these wooden boats, they're difficult to steer. They've got rudder. You take a massive speed penalty. That meant that they were caught up by their friends further back, Claire M5, over on the long reach. Darwin bumped Emmanuel M4. Queen's M5 were then bumped by... Have I got this right? Bumped by Corpus Christi. Claire M5 with a double over bump onto Claire M4. Darwin M4 at the back row over. Sorry for the hesitation there. There were just two Queen's boats rowing past me. One of them with a flag boy. That would be Queen's M4 with the foliage in the hair. Flag boy. They get that blade. Queen's M5 being bumped by Corpus Christi M4. They're rowing back slightly less enthusiastic.
May bumps.
Cam FM.
Results.
So the results for the M5 division are exactly as we called them. At the top of the division, Christ's M4 row over. Queen's M4 below that bumped up on Magdalen 3, winning their blades. LMBC4 were bumped by Sydney Sussex M2 following their disqualification. Keys 4 bumped up on Girton 3. Magdalen 4 bumped up on Kings 3. And what we weren't so sure about, Fitz 3 and Jesus 5 both rode over in the end. And then below that, we had our double over bump of Claire M5 on Claire M4. Between them, Darwin M3 bumping Emmanuel M4 and Corpus Christi M3 bumping Queens M5. And right at the bottom of the division, we had Selwyn 4 rowing over. They had a very lonely race after Claire M5 pulled away from them strongly.
May bumps.
Cam FM.